Genesis 37:28 says, "Then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt." The Bible is a supernatural book. The Bible is called Scripture, and we're told in 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." That means it's God-breathed. And one of the most amazing marks of inspiration in the Bible is found in the Old Testament types, also called shadows, which are basically word pictures of Jesus. We see him in the blood shed to provide a covering for Adam and Eve. We see him in the Passover lamb, as Jesus is the Lamb of God without spot or blemish, whose blood was shed so that God would pass over those who believe on him. There are many types like that that are well known to Christians, but many have never been taught or taken the time to study and see Jesus in the life of Joseph in Genesis. We've already seen in previous devotionals that just as Jacob loved Joseph above all others, the father loved the son, Jesus is loved of his father above all others. We also see that Joseph was despised and rejected by his own brethren, who were brothers as sons of Jacob, but also represented the brethren nationally as the nation of Israel in its infancy. So Jesus was despised and rejected by his own brethren, who were the natural offspring of Mary, but also was despised and rejected by the national leadership of the nation Israel. And that was nearly 2,000 years after Joseph. And these two types alone might be passed off as some sort of coincidence or whatever. But as we continue to add types of Jesus found in Joseph, we'll see that there's just no other explanation than that God is behind this picture being painted of Jesus. Our third type is found in the betrayal of Joseph, where our text tells us that his own brethren sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. Now, the number isn't exact, but when we focus on the fact that Joseph was betrayed for pieces of silver, and then read in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus was betrayed by one of his national brethren of Israel named Judas for what? Matthew 26:15 tells us, "And said unto them, What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver." Joseph was loved by his father above all others, rejected by his brethren, who sold him for pieces of silver. And Jesus, loved by his father above all others, rejected by his brethren, who sold him for pieces of silver. Amazing. There's just nothing like this in any of the other so-called books of other religions. And then you add to the type found in the life of Joseph this very clear prophecy from Zechariah that actually includes the exact number of pieces of silver that would be used by Judas to betray Jesus the way Joseph's brothers betrayed him. And remember, this was centuries before Jesus was born. As we read in Zechariah 11:12, "And I said unto them, If ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver." Just as we see happened and read in Matthew 26:15. The Bible is amazing, and we learn so much about Jesus in the Old Testament 2,000 years before he was born by reading this book and looking at the life of Joseph. Beloved of his father, despised and betrayed by his own brethren with pieces of silver, just like Jesus. And as we establish the accuracy of this type found in Joseph, we then continue to see more and learn more about Jesus as we continue these devotions. Just as Psalm 40 verse 7 and Hebrews 10 verse 7 quotes the Messiah himself saying, "Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." And Jesus would then say in John 5, verse 30, "My judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." So keep watching and keep listening, and we will keep learning about Jesus.